Vyas, having heard from Narada about not only his previous life, but a previous day of Brahma, because this event took place at the end of Brahma's day, this situation with Narada. And so, Vyas was naturally very curious. Not just curious, but he was inquiring on the spiritual topics that Narada had presented, and he offers a number of questions, and we're going to cover through text 10, verses 1 through 10 of chapter 6. Narrating all of this to the sages of Naimisharanya, because the sages have asked how Bhagavatam makes its appearance and so forth, and so he's describing. Sutta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God, and the son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. In a brief report, Prabhupada just summarizes all of this, that Narada is going to describe how he was able to have audience with the personality of Godhead directly while he was absorbed in his meditation. So Vyas asked, what did you, Narada, what did you do after the departure of the great sages who instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth? So the situation, just to recap, is as a very small boy, and here the age gets specific, Narada's going to say, he was just 5 years old. The sages who had visited the place where he and his mother were serving stayed with them for some time, and then they left. And in the course of what exchanges between them, Narada described in the previous chapter, he had become very attached. So, basically, Vyas is asking what happened then, after the sages left. And you had become so attached to them, and they had instructed you in transcendental knowledge. What did you do after they left? Prabhupada explains in the purport that it wasn't just trivia or history. What he wanted was to follow in the footsteps of Narada. And so he inquired about his own duties of life by asking how Narada followed the instructions of the sages that he had association with. In the purport, Prabhupada comments this inquisitive spirit from the disciple to the spiritual master is an essential factor in progressing on the spiritual path. And he quotes the phrase, Sat Dharma Prachcha. Sat Dharma Prachcha is a phrase that comes from Rupa Goswami, and I'm going to expand on that a little bit. From Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, or Nectar of Devotion, our summary study, Prabhupada's summary study, Srila Rupa Goswami describes what we're hearing here in the Bhagavatam. He describes how one progresses on a spiritual path. I'm surprised that Prabhupada didn't emphasize it more than he did, but he bullet points. Guru Padashraya Tasmat. This Guru Padashraya basis comes from Rupa Goswami. Taking shelter. Guru Padashraya Tasmat. So, taking shelter of the spiritual master, Krishna, Dikshadi, Shikshanam, receiving both initiation and instruction from about Krishna, from the spiritual master. Vishrambhena Guru Seva, rendering all types of services, even your humble, seemingly worldly services, just taking a humble, menial service position in relation to the spiritual master. And sadhu, artmanu, artanam, that one follows the path of saintly persons, like, you know, Krishna Anushilana, that same phrase. Then sad dharma prichcha, one inquires about the duties of life. Sad dharma prichcha, inquisitive. Trying to discern from the spiritual master how to carry out the duties of life. Bhogadi Tyaga Krishnaya na Krishnasya Etavai. Prabhupada quotes this in relation to Prahlad Maharaj, also hearing from Narada. Here it's Vyas hearing from Narada. But having heard from the spiritual master, having heard from Narada, then both Prahlad and Vyas, they executed their duties with their breath, their life, their thoughts, their words. This dedication of self, body-minded words, or pranaya, artaya, dhyā, vācha, everything, life, wealth, intelligence, and words, everything dedicated to fulfilling instructions, teachings. This is the way of progressing on spiritual path. So we'll go through those again. Guru Padashrayas Tasmat, taking shelter, receiving instructions and initiation, instructions about Krishna, Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam. Then rendering all varieties of menial service, Vishrambhena Guru Seva, and in general, following the way of saintly life, following the path, sadhu, nivartanam, following the ways of saintly life, following the example of saintly personalities, inquiring about sad dharma prichcha, inquiring about one's duties, and by all means, life, wealth, intelligence, and words, executing them for the pleasure of Krishna. Very succinct presentation by Rupa Goswami. The Prabhupada is invoking that passage from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, saying that that Dale Prabhupada is discussing this dialogue about the qualification of Maharaj Pariksit. And when he hears, the sages hear the qualification of Maharaj Pariksit, this is to instruct us, not just so we have some other history and some other trivia information, but the way of how when Maharaj Pariksit was a small boy and his parents provided him with deity of Krishna, because he was the grandson of the Pandavas, who were cousins of Krishna, so he was a descendant relative of Krishna. And through that childhood worship of his deity of Krishna, Maharaj Pariksit became very attached to Krishna. And similarly, Prabhupada explained that's what happened to him, how his father and his childhood, imitating the worship of the deity of his father, he also worshipped the deity of Krishna and became very attached to Krishna. So, the histories of great personalities is to inspire us, to guide us, to instruct us how to live our lives. So, then this Pranaya, Artaya, Dhyaya, Vacha, life, wealth, intelligence, and our words can be molded after such elevated personalities. That's the important, very shortly expressed, but very important message of hearing about the lives of great personalities. So he goes on, Vyas is speaking. The association that you had with these great sages, Prabhupada specifically speaks of Diksha, because he received this mantra that he received in the previous verse, a previous chapter. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi. And so they gave him a mantra, and he chanted that mantra. So after receiving that initiation, the chanting of that mantra, and then the saint just left, how did you pass your time? What did you do? And then, how did you attain the present body, having quit your old one in due course of time? Now that's an interesting question to ask, because that happens for everybody from one life to the next life. But the unique thing in this case is that the whole night of Brahma passed from his previous body to the present one. So there's a little deeper subject matter involved here. And the present body of Narada is also quite unique. Prabhupada writes, he was transformed into the spiritual body of eternal life, bliss, and knowledge in his present lifetime. So in other words, Narada's body is not, although it appeared, was born as one of the sons of Brahma. His body is not an ordinary body. He's able to travel anywhere in the entire material or spiritual creation. So Vyas wants to learn about that. A great sage going on, time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it that this subject matter, which happened prior to this day of Brahma is still fresh in your memory, undisturbed by time. So much time has passed since you were in this previous life, and you can remember it perfectly. And that question is going to be answered, but Prabhupada briefly addresses it in the purport by saying that knowledge that's in relation to this body is, as the body is temporal, knowledge in relation to this body is also temporal. It passes. Tonight's consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed to the medium of the material body. This consciousness is inferior, destructible, and perverted. Because the body is in that quality, so consciousness expressed through the medium of the material body is also like the material body. But supra consciousness of the supra mind in the spiritual plane is as good as the spirit soul and is never annihilated. That's good news. Krishna consciousness is not destroyed, as the soul is not destroyed. Any spiritual progress we make, while it may become, if we slacken and desist due to worldly mindedness, that consciousness may be covered, but it's never diminished or lost. And in Narada's case, he is able to fully access the events of the previous day of Brahma. Which is very remarkable. So as the soul is not destroyed, so spiritual consciousness is not destroyed through passage of time. And Narada replies, the great sages who had imparted scientific knowledge of transcendence to me departed for other places, and I had to pass my life in this way. That's separation. Prabhupada's comment is initiation is not dependent upon physical work. After initiation, it's not dependent upon physical proximity. Prabhupada writes, that is an important symptom visible after initiation by the bona fide spiritual master. There was visible, tangible change in his life, even he was just a small boy. Actual association of devotees brings about a quick change in life or spiritual realization. So, the connection was genuine, that connection continued even after physical absence. And he was just a small boy, just 5 years old, but he continued in the association of his mother. Lands. Just a 5-year-old boy, he hadn't gone anywhere. He's just when within one's own family, difficulty comes. This is some instruction from the Bhagavatam. Our instructing using his own example, Jonathan. Very good example. There's two purports that are short, but very, very powerful to help us understand how to see such circumstances. One purport reads, that is the way of dragging the sincere soul nearer to God. Poor boy was being looked after only by his affectionate mother, and yet the mother was taken from the world by the superior will, by the supreme will, in order to put him completely at the mercy of the Lord. And how did Narada take it? He says in text 10, I took this as the special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benediction for his devotees. And so thinking, I started for the north. So, he was, the previous verses describe, he was dependent upon the affection of his mother. And of course, his mother was very caringly and lovingly doing her best, although she was not independent. She was, what could she do to help him? But she did what she could do. So, internally, through the association of the sages, he felt himself at the mercy of the Lord. And then some test came. One way to look at the test is, well, how much do you see the mercy of the Lord? So, when a difficulty comes, then this is the mercy of the Lord. So he passed the test. He saw, this is the mercy of the Lord. And as a result of that response, he received the full mercy of the Lord. That is, he saw the Lord face to face. He became fully immersed in his relationship with the personality of Godhead. Here's the second of these two purports. Prabhupada writes, confidential devotees of the Lord, see in every step a benedictory direction of the Lord. What is considered to be an odd or difficult moment in the mundane sense is accepted as a special mercy of the Lord. Mundane prosperity is a kind of material fever, and by the grace of the Lord, the temperature of this material fever is gradually diminished. And spiritual health is obtained step by step. Mundane people misunderstand. So, it's short, but very powerful. What Prabhupada is saying here is, mundane prosperity is considered by the materialist, by the mundaner, as something desirable. But a spiritualist may see it as something undesirable. Undesirable if the result is one becomes enamored by that material prosperity, mundane prosperity. The fever of material existence has increased. Certainly when we get a fever, we feel uncomfortable. I want to do something to address the fever so that the feverish condition of taking happiness through accumulation of mundane things, can be objects or can be appreciation from others, you know, gross or subtle, mundane prosperity. The addiction to such things, the affinity for such things, and by the grace of Krishna be taken. That's how spiritual perspective enables one to understand the awkward moment, as Prabhupada calls it, is beneficial. It shakes one's foundation of complacency and allows one to look beyond the material configuration of things and see the ultimate shelter of Krishna there. And that's how Narada took it. Child is an arrangement of God in any case.